Jeff Lynn, Roy Wood, and Bev Bevan were in a band known as The Move. Getting a little bored, they wanted to expand their rock side a little bit. So they made a side project called Electric Light Orchestra. That worked out pretty well for Jeff Lynn. They made their first public appearance on this day in 1972. Jeff Lynn had written a song for The Move, which he thought is a hit. This thing is awesome. The song was Do Ya, and it was released, and it just made it into the Hot 100. He was so sure it was a hit, he did it with the side project, and it made it all the way up to number 24. Here's Jeff Lynn.
It was the first song I ever wrote that I thought could be a hit. It was so insistent that I suddenly went, wow, that sounds like a hit. And it got into top 40 in America, which was funny enough. It was the first hit I'd ever had anywhere. You know, it was just going to about number 40 or something. But it did sort of make an impact on a lot of people, because a lot of people still ask me about that song.
No, it actually made it to number 24. It did even better than you thought. Now, you've seen Let It Be. It looks like the Beatles are breaking up in that film. They're not getting along. They're yelling at each other, blah, blah, blah. It has been said that that's the way that the film was edited. And now there is more proof of that. According to Paul McCartney, The Beatles Get Back, it's a brand new film put together by director Peter Jackson from 55 hours of unreleased footage in January of 1969. Paul says it's much nicer and more friendly than that story has become. He says it's great. I'm not boasting, because I'm just talking not about me, but the group I was in. You see this kind of thing, you see this relationship between me and John and me and George, and you get it. You'll get it. He didn't mention Ringo.